Hello, Dom.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Well, look, we are really good. Well, we're good.
Some better than others,
well,
but anyway.
We're all on the mend, which is great. Now, it's interesting, after you see what sort of went on in the footy over the weekend, it does make you wonder what happens with players when they might be injured or they might get a head bump or whatever, about their recovery. What's the nutrition regimes around that? And particularly this would have been very relevant for you.
So the first thing when it comes to injury, obviously it's going to depend on the sort of injury that happened. Like, then, you know, obviously if it's bone versus soft tissue versus a concussion, there are going to be slightly different things that we would do. And then it would also depend on how long a player is going to be out as to whether we need to change anything from their day-to-day. What we don't want is a player that, you know, might be out for a long period of time, like an ACL, and then they completely change their body composition. So in those situations, it really comes down to more changing of their day-to-day intake. But otherwise, things like, you know, what happened on the weekend, essentially, we need to get in certain nutrients pretty quickly in that initial phase where there's obviously a lot of inflammation, there's obviously a lot of things happening internally to really help with that healing and help sort of get back as quick as we can. So there's a few things that I would throw in there as little injury packs and then making sure that the players are obviously eating and sleeping as best they can over those initial few days.
Well, that's the thing. It really is dependent on the type of injury. The injury saw on the weekend, which is a concussion type injury, as opposed to a longer term, which is maybe a joint injury, an ankle, a knee, a shoulder, things like that. They all vary in what you look at for nutrition afterwards, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's such interesting research happening at the moment with concussion. Obviously, a lot of sports are putting a lot of time and resources into it. But what we know is that there's a couple of key nutrients, like supplements, so that make a big difference to brain health. So there's a big hype on fish oil, which we've spoken about before. But we've all heard of fish oil when it comes to the brain and the positive effect that omega-3 can have. But then it comes down to the amount that it's having. So as an example, somebody that might be off with a soft tissue injury where they may have strained a muscle or whatnot, we'd probably say like a normal fish oil capsule, you're sort of aiming for about 3 or 4 of those a day over the period of their rehab. Whereas with a concussion, you're sort of really upping that in that initial phase to like, you know, 6 to 7 capsules as an example of the difference. So it also comes down to the dosage in order to sort of get the amounts in that can really help with the healing process.
Okay, Dom, we'll take a short break and we'll talk about it because we're talking here with elite athletes, but a lot of these things are relative to your weekend athletes, people who are playing sport on the weekends or just trying to get fitter, and if they do cop an injury. So hold the line. We'll be back with you shortly and we'll talk some more. It is The Catch-Up here at Bay 93.9.